We're excited to have Yale Bulldog head coach James Jones hanging out with the Real Sports Guys in our remote studio today. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing terrific, Phil.
Coach, congratulations on an awesome season in the Ivy League. You guys finished up third, currently sitting at a 19-9 record. You've already accepted a bid to the College Insider postseason tournament. Walk our listeners through that process of finishing the season and then trying to figure out which postseason tournament you want to play in.
Well, you know, when you're in the Ivy League, you don't have a postseason tournament, you know, so whoever wins the regular season championship gets to go to NCAA. And there are very few teams that look like us that have ever gotten a bid to the NIT in recent years. So that's a pretty good indication that we're not going to have an opportunity at either one of those tournaments. But luckily, there are two other postseason tournaments, the CBI and the CIT, that we've accepted a bid to that you just mentioned. And they had both given us calls preliminarily about a month ago trying to gauge that if we would have some interest in either one of those tournaments. And, of course, we were excited about it. You know, we certainly wanted to have an opportunity to play an NCAA tournament or the NIT, but, you know, there are going to be about 140 teams playing postseason basketball, and we're going to be very happy to be one of them.
So after a tough road loss, a couple of tough road losses at Wake Forest and Florida, your team then responded to win nine of your 11 next games, which really propelled you to have this fine season. Talk to me a little bit about what happened after those two losses and why your team responded so well.
Well, I thought we played pretty well in both those games. Wake Forest, we had a shot at the buzzer that could have won it. We lost by a point, and you know, that was our first game after about an 18-day layover from Christmas. So we didn't really start off well. We missed a lot of shots to start the basketball game, and had we shot it better, might have had a chance to win that one going forward. And then we went on and played Florida, and actually I felt really good about that game. You know, we were down by 10 or so points in the first half and had cut it to, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 or something like that late in the first half, and I ended up getting a technical for nothing. If anybody that knows me knows I'm fairly mild-mannered on the sidelines, and I got a technical for nothing, which boosted Florida ahead. And I'm not saying that we would have won the game, but certainly would have had an opportunity to have a better showing. In any event, I think that when you play teams like that, it gives your teams an opportunity to see what it is that you need to get better at. And I think that we, you know, try to prepare our guys for the next, you know, rest of the season, being exposed a little bit in those two games, and then trying to help us get better. And I think we got better, and I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to win so many games.
Okay. So, Coach, for our listeners out there that may be watching your team here in the next week or two as you all enter the College Insider Tournament, can you identify one key statistic that serves as a litmus test for your team? So if our listeners are watching, what's the one thing your team needs to do to stay competitive to beat anybody on a given night?
Well, you know, you look at it, rebounding the ball is really key. And the thing about rebounding, you know, there's some, you know, three kind of lies, damn lies, and statistics. And rebounding the ball has a lot to do with your field goal percentage defense, because if you can, you know, stop people from scoring and rebounding the ball, if you're holding them to a low field goal percentage defense, then you're going to shoot more, then you're going to get more free, then you're going to get more rebound opportunities. In any event, so that statistic is going to be key for us. If we can out-rebound our opponents, that means that we're doing a better job on the boards, but also we're doing a better job on a defensive end. And if we can do that, obviously, you're going to have a chance to beat anybody.
Coach, is there one team out there or a few teams that you think can really make some noise and even make it as far as the Final Four for the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, one of the great things about, you know, the NCAA tournament is the stories about the Cinderellas, the teams that come from nowhere, and then all of a sudden they're in the Final Four, like VCU and George Mason and Butler. I mean, that makes it great. It makes the little guy feel like he's got a chance. And that being said, I look at Wichita State and what Greg Marshall has done with his team as someone that you need to watch out for in this tournament, that they can go out and get to the Sweet 16 or further and then have a chance at maybe even getting to the Final Four if the ball breaks right. You know, they're going to be seeded fairly well. You know, they lost early in their conference tournament, so they're going to be well-rested and a little salty after losing the conference championship, but they won the regular season outright. So I look for them to make some noise and have a chance to do some damage in the tournament.
Coach, for the last couple of weeks, the Real Sports Guys, the three of us, we have been putting together a top 50 player, basketball player of all time, and one of us selected Wilt Chamberlain as number one on that list, and the other two selected Michael Jordan on that list. Who would you select as the top overall player of all time?
Well, top overall player of all time, I have to go with Michael Jordan in terms of what he's been able to do. I was a huge fan as a young man growing up, and he's someone that, you know, you just watch and you just marvel at and what he's able to do. And, you know, you look at Wilt Chamberlain, and he's not someone that most of us have seen play. And, you know, the way he dominated the league was something awesome, but he liked in the championship levels, and I think that was what sets Michael apart from everybody else, his ability to push forward and drive his team to win championships. And I think, again, you know, when you look at it and you look at his teams, some of the guys that were on his team, you know, Scottie Pippen's a top 50 player of all time, and I give that credit to Michael Jordan, not taking away from Scottie Pippen, but if there's no Michael Jordan, I don't believe Scottie Pippen's going to be a top 50 player of all time. In any event, I look at Jordan as being the best player that I've certainly ever seen, and I'd be hard-pressed, and I'm looking forward to finding a guy who takes that title away from him.
Well said, Coach. I was the one guy who picked Wilt, but you may have won me over to the Jordan side with that argument. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us again. We just finished chatting up with Yale Bulldog head coach James Jones. And, again, Coach, thanks for coming on, and we wish you the best of luck in the College Insider Tournament.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's send it back to the studio to Marcus the Game Changer. Mark?